All right, and we are ready. It's 8 o'clock Sunday night, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Ed Raymer with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and we've got a good one for you. Matt Ferry is here with us, and a lady who's been running for office, by the way. I voted for both of you this week, by the way.
Thank you. Thank
Victoria
you.
Broderick is with us. Tell us, and again, what offices you're running. Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm running for State House 48.
48.
Yep. It's the eastern half of Rutherford County.
Opponent, Brian Terry.
Brian Terry, Dr.
Good
Brian
man.
Terry.
He's been up here before.
Yeah.
Good fellow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a decent guy.
Yep.
Disagree with his policies, but he's a nice guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. And Victoria, you are running against Mr. Scott Desjarlais,
who
we never.
Can't
I don't know.
Find
I never
him.
See this. Seem to see the man. I haven't seen him in. What, 16 years now? What's he been here, Matt?
Been 14 years, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come to the event today.
So. No, he did not. No. He was invited, yeah.
We took an empty chair.
He never goes anywhere. So anyway, there we are again. They're going to be with us for the balance of the hour. Thank you both for doing this.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Very much so. I know you've both been busy. You've been covered up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but so goes it. I mean, we've got about 2 more weeks left here.
Yeah.
This is winding down. You are on the home stretch, as they say in the horse racing world, down the stretch they come. This is it. You've made the final turn. We're going to talk about their experiences, the appreciation I have for them both for putting their name on a ballot, which, Matt, you've done this several times now.
This is my fourth time running.
Fourth time.
Yep, there you
now,
go.
Victoria, this was your first time,
this
right?
This is my first congressional
first time,
run. First political run.
First political run. And we're going to talk to them about that. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get this thing cooked off. Connor, you on the Connor, is it?
Yes.
Connor. I finally learned his name. Connor. Put a star out by my name, Bart. Put a star out there. Bart Walker, put a star by my name out there tomorrow morning. I'll tell you what, he's going to kick us off, no kidding. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio, WGNS.
Yeah. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and our guests tonight with your questions, your comments, your thoughts, or just to talk to them and say hi, whatever you want to do, at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And if you want to send a text, you're welcome to send one to my private number, 615-390-7219. 615-390-7219. Send me a text. Now, how to listen. You can listen on the old-fashioned radio, like I said, call letters in AM 1450 or 100.5, 101.9 FM. And for those of you that may not know, my guests here are younger tonight, especially the one on the board, is Connor, is that the radio is a little, it's a rectangular-shaped device. It's in the dash of your car. And if you'll just go on, you can listen. That's the way us old folks used to get a lot of news and weather and rock and roll or whatever. But the modern way, of course, and we are on YouTube Live. You can go to us now. My wife listens on Alexa, by the way. She sees enough of me at the house. She doesn't need to see me. But at YouTube, at News Radio WGNS, correct me if I'm wrong, Connor, News Radio WGNS, or you can just go to YouTube and just type in Ed Raymer Show, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And they've got it on the screen right now as Ed Raymer. However, okay, there's a number of ways. Connor, tell the folks what they can listen on. You know more about this than I do. What do you, I mean, do I have Stitcher? Or used to have Stitcher. I don't know.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. I think Twitter has got a link.
Yeah,
and YouTube as well.
YouTube Live.
There'll be a screen with the video on the website.
Website, and then the site of Facebook Live. And then, of course, you can always go back and look at all my old shows. They're on there. A previous guest we've had, they're there on YouTube. I had a lady that said she got her news from YouTube. I said, look, just remember, I'm on YouTube, okay? So I don't know. I'd be real careful about who I trusted.
Right.
I would not be going to Ed Raymer for my my national security briefing, let's put it that way. And I'll tell you another lady you can listen to that's here at WGNS is Angela Bingham, and she's here every Sunday with Simplicity. And her and the ladies with her are doing a great job, and she's just a wonderful person. She's one of our local educators here in Rutherford County, and she's just a great gal, and they're doing a fantastic thing there. They're a faith-based program, but I'm telling you, they just do a wonderful job, and check them out. Mike Sparks is on at 5 p.m. on Sundays before me. And then I listen to Jason Qualls with Financial Advice. Jason has some awfully good advisors on that he uses for financial advice. So that's how you can do it. You can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Connor, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
We already have a caller.
All right.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me up.
Hey, Matt.
Real quick, my name is Matt.
Hey.
Victoria, I just want to let you know that myself and all the Scribbers are super proud of you. And I was wondering if you could talk about the Tap Daddy, Tap Mommy thing.
I've been hearing about this, Matt. What kind of side gig is this? How much money y'all making with this? Because I'm not getting any of it.
I mean,
no, not enough.
Matt and I are TikTok buddies, and we've become really good friends.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My wife will be on there watching y'all next time. Go ahead.
Yes. So we were live during the DNC, the second night of the DNC, and I can't remember how it spurred on, but we got more tappers, like everyone tapping the screen on TikTok lives.
Okay.
And that first night we got it to 4 million likes, and
unbelievable.
We were christened Tap Mommy and Tap Daddy. Because we got it so high, and then the second night we did it again,
right.
We got 5 million likes, and that got me a list of 1,300 large dollar donors here in Tennessee. So we worked really hard to do that. So for the Scribbers who are listening right now, I love you guys. I know you're in the Discord going wild. Matt, I love you so much for doing this and bringing this up.
Matt, listen, Ed Raymer here. Victoria's here. Matt Ferry's here. I have a favor to ask you. Can I be your new best friend?
Anytime.
Matt, where are you located?
Currently, I am in the great state of Arizona. I've been out here with a bunch of other content creators trying to drive out the vote in the battleground states out here.
Right.
But I am housed and live in upstate New York.
Okay. Right.
And Matt is a veteran, and he does a lot of
States Marine Corps, I understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
How long did you serve, Matt, if I might ask you?
Just shy of 9 years.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
I was in the infantry, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Thank you for your service.
We appreciate that. Yes, we do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
It's a pleasure. Call anytime. I'm here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. And we appreciate what you're doing out there in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the faith, my friend.
I'm
how's it looking?
It
may I ask you, how's it looking out there since we've got you on the line?
Arizona's going to be close, but I'm hopeful. There's a lot of excitement buzzing around here, just like there's a lot of excitement to go out and vote for Victoria, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
right.
We can actually get somebody for Tennessee there and District 4 that's actually going to show up for them.
Yes.
So
that would be appreciated.
Somebody that's actually going to put in the work and cares about the community, somebody that actually gives a
Okay. No, it's all right. No, it's okay. One of those slips out every once in a while.
Censor myself there a little bit. I know. it's going to be close out here, but I'm hopeful and I'm excited. So.
Well, I've seen a whole lot of energy since the Vice President of the United States got involved in this thing and President Biden bowed out. And I'm telling you, I have not. I'm 66 years old, Matt. Okay, so.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen this type of energy in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's refreshing to see. It really is.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. And we appreciate what you are doing. especially for your military service, but what you're doing now out there. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Love you, Tap Daddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tap Mommy.
Yeah, Tap Daddy. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's forget the Tap Daddy, okay?
I'm a back out of here and stop hijacking the show. Matt, best of luck on your race, buddy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
and,
that.
And, you know, good. Have a great rest of your show.
You're the
Thank
best.
You so
Thank
much.
You.
All right.
All right. Matt, and what is it? Give me his last name.
Matt, it's Gordon, right?
Matt Gordon?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I always call you just Matt, or...
Out in Arizona, working out there. That's
yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Matt, tell us what you've been doing about your campaign.
Yeah,
you've
you know...
You've been at this a long time, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been trying to reach voters in the 48th District. You know, there's Democratic voters here.
That's exactly right.
You know,
and a bunch of them.
And a bunch of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. They just don't happen to vote as frequently as we need them to vote. And you know, my district is close to MTSU. It's close to campus. And so there's a lot Beautiful. Of lot of people who yeah. move in and stay for a few years and then they move out.
Right.
But if they're here for a few years and they register to vote, they need to come out and vote. And so sometimes
you know,
only needs a little prodding for
we
that.
We need a polling. We need a place to vote at MTSU
Absolutely.
Right there on the campus.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Yeah. The Republicans here don't want to do it.
Correct.
No. It scares them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but we need it, you know. These kids, right. you know, they live here. It's their home, you know.
Sure.
11 months
sure.
out of the year, you know,
sure.
they're here.
And many of them, once they come here, how many have we spoken with over the years that, you know, well, I came here back in 70 or 80 mm-hmm. something and I hooked up with so-and-so and we stayed here.
Yeah,
raised family
right.
because it's a good place to
yeah.
be.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
Oh, well, you know, Rutherford yeah. County is one of the fastest growing places in the country. And
right.
And they're coming
As
here.
As is all of Middle Tennessee.
Right.
I mean, Wilson County's having the same problems
right.
we're having.
It's, yeah.
It's all over.
You know, but people are moving to Rutherford County not just because of work, not because they get a job in Nashville.
Sure.
But also... because of our schools. We mm-hmm. have one of the best school
I've
systems in
I've said it over
Tennessee.
And over
we
again.
We really do have a
yeah,
good school
and
system
and all they
here.
Do, and I'm yeah. posting stuff I have on Facebook, and I know I'm like, one of my nieces said, you know, Facebook is for old people. Okay, whatever. But, you know, keep the voucher things, and this bunch of Republicans
right.
that are on our and we've had Kerry and Frank Lambert on Lambert,
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they've been with us to help us on the school book banning thing and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had Miss Nadine Strassen on
yeah.
a few weeks ago. She's
okay.
a former president of the national head of the ACLU
yes.
for 16 years. She was with them. And she was passing through here, gave a speech Monday.
Mm-hmm.
MTSU, she was good enough to come in here.
Yeah.
Frank arranged that for us, and I'm
cool.
forever thankful for that. I appreciate it. Well, fine lady.
But, you know, you're right. There is this effort to defund our schools, defund our public schools, and give it to private schools, unaccountable private schools. And you know what? It's not going to help the majority of students. 90% of kids that go to school in Tennessee go to public schools.
Well, what about schools like MTSU and schools like University of Tennessee and all these schools, TSU?
Mm-hmm.
Those are public schools.
They're public schools.
Yeah, right, right.
You know,
yeah.
And we're supposed to tell them just... Sun on it.
Right.
I mean, how many people here have attended MTSU?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot.
My husband
yeah.
was one of them.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
mom
yeah.
attended school at MTSU, got
yeah.
her master's there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
yeah.
she did.
My wife has a degree from there as well. She has
yeah.
her bachelor's from there. Our two children have their bachelor's
yeah.
from there.
It's a great school.
I said it at the forum a couple weeks ago, and I said it again today at the forum. I said, I never realized how many people miss the point of Robin Hood, the taking from the poor to give to the rich.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
Never understood
yeah.
that, like, that was like a missed message. Like, I thought we all understood,
mm-hmm.
but clearly not.
Yeah.
Nobody understood it.
I was just talking to my wife last night and talking about banning these books and things that they're doing. I said, for goodness sakes, Huckleberry Finn,
right.
To Kill a Mockingbird. These
yeah.
are books now.
These
now,
are classics.
I go
right.
back. I graduated
mm-hmm.
high school in 1976. Now,
mm-hmm.
I know Matt doesn't think there were schools back then, but there were.
There were schools. There were schools.
And as I tell many people, I was John's sitting over there. I don't know. And yeah, I tell folks I was educated in the state of Kentucky, and as much as that is possible, and and of course I am a licensed driver. Now, okay. I've got all types of accreditations and things, you know, but I mean, we were reading these books back then, yeah. And I asked the wife, are we less of a person because we read Uncle Tom's Cabin or
right.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah.
You know.
No, not at all. Not at all. And you know, well, you know, with this book banning stuff, they're trying to take power away from the librarians. Mm-hmm. You know, librarians are there for a reason.
That's right.
You know, and
they're the most educated person in school.
Right. Yeah. And just like we need to trust our medical professionals when right. there's a pandemic, or our climate scientists when there's a hurricane, we need to trust our education professionals like librarians to make the right decision.
And I've said it before to our teachers, you know, education, being a teacher, is a profession. You know,
yes,
you can get
right.
a PhD in that as well.
Right, yes.
Just like medicine,
absolutely.
Law, architecture,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Library science.
We have a caller on the line again. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you're on the line. You're on the air, please.
Mr. Reimer, how you doing?
Well, hello. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Frey, Ms. Broder?
Hey, Jeff.
It's nice to hear from you.
I was going to y'all know, did y'all hear about the ruling on the abortion this week?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, the three-judge panel
they can't punish the doctors for necessary abortions.
Yes.
Right.
I'm sure y'all saw that.
Yeah, that's a great decision that they made.
Yeah, but there's a judge did that. But I just wanted to ask y'all about y'all's campaigns. If y'all have been looking on your website, but I just wanted to ask if y'all had anything planned for election night. Are you going to be up here? I know Matt will, but Victoria,
yes.
Are you going to be up here that night? Are you going to stay in Fayetteville? Where are you going to be, you know?
No, I'll be in. We're gonna have a party here in Rutherford County. It's gonna be at the Walnut House. We had to switch venues.
The Walnut House.
The Walnut House. Downtown.
Yeah.
It's where I had my campaign launch party.
Okay.
So it's kind of a nice round, clean finish.
Yeah.
So I love that, and we're really excited to have that. I also had Victoria Palooza there.
Because I know another station. I don't want to say, but they're gonna have something in Wilson, Canada. Fairgrounds that night, you know,
mm-hmm.
big,
okay.
Big right winger celebration up there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good
for y'all.
We're going to have a better party.
Yeah.
We're going.
For them. I will be singing, Jeff, and that will bring a lot of, you know.
When you start singing, I will leave, and then when you quit, I'll come back.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Jeff, by the way, Victoria's new handle is Tap Mommy, okay?
Oh, so, yeah. I do know about that. The Scribbers
are going to be so happy.
She still lives in Fayetteville with a soccer player back in the day. So
I was a soccer player back in the day. I was.
I've been real busy last week, but I know y'all have been working hard at y'all's campaigns, and I hope y'all do well. I was going to tell you guys, I had seen after the first day of early voting, they said statewide. Over 200,000 had voted.
Wow. Yeah, we're averaging a lot.
They had Alan Farley on a thing this week that Tennessee is number one in election integrity, but number 50 in voter turnout.
Right.
It's terrible.
Well, I
it
think
really
that we're
is.
Only, I think we only get number one because we actively do voter suppression. So that's
well,
a big
right.
thing here in Tennessee. Yeah.
Well, so someone wrote about photo IDs, do some, as you know, but
yeah.
that's another thing that the Republican Party... I didn't want to tell you something, but in case you came, if you're talking about that, the state of Tennessee, well, if you're a college student, they will
right.
not let you use your ID, your student ID.
It's ridiculous.
You all know that?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sure I'd been told that, but I forgot it. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
If a college student goes to early vote now or mm-hmm. next day, if he pulls out his student ID, they'll say, no, you can't. You got another form ID you can't
mm-hmm.
use. It's got everything on there, but they won't let them use it.
It's ridiculous.
People like that a college student uses ID to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know everybody. I just wanted to let y'all know, but good luck with y'all's campaigns, and I hope election night we have a lot of wins for the state of Tennessee. So I'll hang up, listen, have a good week. Thank you, Jeff.
And I'll talk to you later this week. Thank you so much, Jeff Neal.
Yeah, appreciate
good supporter
you.
Of this broadcast, mm-hmm. a good
yeah.
supporter of our candidates.
Yes, mm-hmm.
and a good supporter of a lot of shows here. A lot of sports shows that we do that Jeff participates in, and he does some sports writing too. And I'll tell you what, Victoria is here with us, and Matt's here, and Connor's on board. I'll tell you what, let's go to our first series of breaks if we could, please. And this is Ed Reimer, Edwin Lee Reimer Show. I'm Ed Reimer, and we're going to go to our first series of breaks back with you right after this. Stay with us. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
Make sure you let people know that Scott Desjardins is not
there. Okay,
here.
We're back on the air.
Get it together, Matt.
Matt, okay.
Hey.
And Scott Desjardins has not been here.
He has not.
I haven't seen him, I don't know, I did years, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even show up for the vote for additional FEMA funding here recently. And he was supposed to show up in a forum or some sort of a, it was a forum. It was the one I was on Monday. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to show up. And
you were in Warren County.
Warren County. It was in Warren County in McMinnville.
I saw that forum. Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. Those were not softball questions.
No, they were not.
And he was supposed to show up, and he said that they would be in session or something along those lines. They explained his reasoning for not showing up, but he wasn't in session. They're out of session right now. He's supposed to be in the district campaigning, and he's not here.
He's hiding.
Yeah. All right, folks. It is totally ridiculous. Yeah. We have another caller on. Caller, you're on the air live. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just heard your commercial, and I need someone followed.
Well, I'll tell you what. Talk to Kathy Watts, and let me give you her number. How are you, Kathy?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I hear you're listening to the show tonight. I appreciate that.
I am. I got caught not watching the show last week. I'm sure I was busy working on some important treasure information for Victoria.
Probably.
And I had to, you know, I couldn't listen to it and concentrate.
Was that a deadline that we had to meet?
It's so entertaining. So anyway,
I'm
missed Jonathan last week, but I will go back and watch the rerun, I promise. Mm-hmm.
I want to say this about Kathy. Kathy, and when she got back from the Democratic convention, mm-hmm. Kathy, mm-hmm. I wanted to have you on, but you had COVID and you mm-hmm. had laryngitis.
I couldn't even talk. I had to text all my answers.
And we were getting right into the thick of this campaign. And as you know, we've got a couple weeks left here. And Kathy, I appreciate talking to you over the weekend. I've been trying my very dead level best to get everybody on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have you on a little bit early than wait till late, and then maybe you can't make it because things in life do happen and
mm-hmm.
other events get handled. Mm-hmm. And a campaign event is far more important than coming here, I'm sure. You know, no, I'm serious, and I realize that I don't want to.
I don't think I was at a campaign event last Sunday night, but I'm sure I was working on something really important.
Kathy, it's okay. You're forgiven.
Unacceptable, you know? Kathy. I accept none of your answers.
but
it's been a really big Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
She has had like something every night except I think she had Friday night off, but she. She's had forums. She's had.
Yes.
This has been my longest week.
It's been crazy.
And I work full time, so I work, and then I do the campaign stuff after it. So Monday was a day off, but I campaigned all day.
Right.
Between getting on TikTok lives and doing campaign work.
Right.
While I was chit chatting, because I debate MAGA, so you don't have to. Then we had the forum that night, and then the next day I had a fundraiser, and I think I got Wednesday off. I got a little bit of a break, but I wasn't off work, so I was working that day. And then Thursday I had another event, a speaking event in Warren County again, and then Friday night I was off, thank goodness. And yesterday was all day, and today is all day.
Sure. Yeah. Kathy, I do want to have you on. I'll talk to you later this coming week.
It'll be old news by the time I get on.
Well, but I do want people to know. We saw a couple of shots of you on television, of course.
Yeah.
At the big,
you know,
star.
And
so famous.
And you know, a lot of people think, well, those people are just up there at a big party, but there's a lot of work that goes on during the day that we don't see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What we're seeing. Is the
and
good.
It costs us a lot of money to go, too. I mean,
yes.
People think that the DNC or the state party pays for us to go, but no, it cost me $4,000 to go.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone
has
to pay.
I was not aware of that. I figured your expenses were picked up.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think press has to pay to go, too. They get press passes, but they still have to pay their way.
Have to pay their way.
Everyone has to pay their way, except...
Yeah.
Probably our state staff. I think that might be why I paid so much, was to help pay part of their way.
Right. But there is a lot of work during the day that goes on, you know, I'm sure.
There is.
And
there is.
People don't see that. We just see the good time when the bands come on and and the candidates come out and everybody's still on their feet cheering.
It was pretty wonderful, yes.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
That was my number one job. And so as the week went on, I missed meetings and more resting so that I could make it that night because, you know, I'm actually older than you, Ed. Not by much, but a little bit.
Why do you bring that up every time you talk to me about our age? Could you just let it rest, honey?
You brought me up here tonight. Told me you graduated high school in 1970. I graduated in 75. So there you go.
Okay. Anyway, all right. So
it's not a contest.
I'm not going to take over your show. I just called in.
I'm not the youngest person here tonight, I don't think.
I know that Victoria and Matt have missed me.
Yes.
We always miss
them. With them.
I have the best team. I have the best people on my team.
No, Kathy, we appreciate the work you've done, no kidding, because, you know, and I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but since the vice president announced she would be running and the president pulled out, I mean, I have never seen such energy. And you and I go back. We do go back, and seriously, me and you go back in this thing a long way, but we haven't seen this type of energy in a while.
No, this is pretty exciting, and I don't even know if Obama was this exciting, but it was pretty darn exciting. But
right.
It hasn't been that exciting since Obama.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's changed my race.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time, how it's changed my race.
Right.
How
it really did. I mean, she was just trying to move the needle, and now she's got real hope.
Real hope. Like, I mean, I feel like District 4, we've been beat up a bit over the last 14 years.
Well,
and
Kathy,
we want to change.
All of our candidates have felt that way. They've had a rejuvenation. You know, hey, I think this is doable. So I told you, and especially, Kathy, you know, here on our local races, we've got a lot of Democrats here in Rutherford County.
Yes.
We really Matt do. Can all we got to do is get them to vote. And, you know, it's still early voting all next week and
Saturday.
Please
go out and early vote.
Right.
Please
go out and early vote.
Through the 31st.
And we won't bother you anymore. We won't call you. We won't text you.
And it makes our lives easier on election night.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and the thing is, I mean, we have a bunch of Democrats here. And in every election, more Democrats vote than Republicans. Nationwide.
Yes,
it's
correct.
Always been that way.
Correct.
And, you know, I agree with what President Obama said, and he was as nice about it as he said, you need to get off your couch and go vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all know what he means. Yeah. Get off your backside and go vote. Now, it's too late to register, but get up and get off your couch and go vote.
Right.
You know.
Well, and it looks like people are actually doing it with the turnout,
I mean, we're averaging 300 to 400 voters a day in Lincoln County, which is not it's unheard of.
I
waited 45 minutes. I took my kids because I thought it was going to be like maybe 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I showed up. It was 45 minutes.
The wife and I were out Friday afternoon, and we stopped in to vote. We voted the Realtors Association, and Matt and I were talking about this, Kathy. And luckily, there were people there voting, but that's a big place, and so they can get a lot of folks in there. And they said it's been a huge turnout, you know.
Which
so,
is good.
When I went to vote, they said it had there'd been a line the first day. I was there the second day, and they said it's been steady all day.
Very good.
Constant steady.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kathy?
That'll do it for me. we just have a couple weeks left, and
that's right.
Then it's time to party.
Well, listen, Kathy, get off here and get to bed. Because old people need their rest.
I need my beauty rest. Yes,
she's going to be waiting for me to get home safely. That's her thing. Yeah, she waits for me to get home safely.
I can't go to bed until I get the text from her. It has a little house on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do a little house text.
Well, I admit I'm kind of that way, too, here, when the weather is bad. I will tell you that. And I don't like a lot of people slipping and sliding up and down. Or even if we have, rain.
It's a long way to ride home.
I do.
Yes, it is.
It's an hour. It's like an hour and 20.
And there's times when she doesn't have cell service between
here
and there. And so me and Matt both want to know that she made it home safely.
Exactly. We all do.
Very important to all of us.
Yes. Especially right now because she's got a lot riding on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're in the thick of it. I'm not sleeping right now.
I'm sure you're not.
I'm just in adrenaline city.
It's okay. No.
I'll sleep on the 6th.
I'm going to finish up this show, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Appreciate
Kathy Watts.
Bye.
And what is her title again?
She's the treasurer.
She's the treasurer.
For Victoria's campaign. Yeah.
Look,
okay.
Very lucky.
Very
good treasurer.
When I met
treasurer.
Matt and Kathy, I came up and met Kathy and Matt in, I'd already known Kathy a little bit, but I didn't know Matt. I came up on a Thursday night, showed up, and I don't think they knew what they were expecting because I feel like I sold the show to both of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Kathy told me that she had met a TikToker from Lincoln County who was thinking about running for Congress in the 4th District, and I said, thank God. And I said, thank God, because we don't have a candidate, and I didn't know you, but I said, Kathy, if you've got faith in her, I got faith in you, so let's do this, and we planned a petition signing event at the Fish House. Thank you to the Fish House. They're real nice. They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right.
They got some good chicken there and fish.
Oh, of course. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's
so
really good.
Actually,
we're going to have that on election night.
We're just going to round out the campaign.
Yeah,
just
there
round
you go.
It out.
There you go.
Starting how we began.
All right.
But, Victoria, she came in and she just immediately started working the room, talking to all kinds of people, and that's who you need as a candidate. You need somebody who's going to go and have conversations with strangers,
got to do that.
And she just, jumped in, and I don't think we understood how nervous she was till afterwards, but she handled it so well. She was just such a pro, and we've seen her grow as a candidate since then. She is just, today.
Not bombing speeches anymore.
She did great at that forum today. People were clapping for her.
Right, and everyone, a Democrat, I've always been very shy and reserved and kept kept my opinions to myself. And,
Ed, shame on you.
She knows better. I'm telling you. Well, I appreciate you both. And like I said, I admire anyone who's put their name on a ballot, and you have both been. Now, Victoria, if this does not pan out, will you be back to see us again in 2 years?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to win.
Yes.
Kamala
yes.
is going to the White House. We're going to have a party. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the off chance that someone makes some snide remarks and doesn't help me get into office, I will be back. I've gotten a taste for it now. I enjoy it. I actually enjoy it. Never thought I had a career in politics. I always just thought I was outspoken and weird. Doing the thing, and I enjoy it. I love it.
I mean, I love the role. And Matt, this thing has changed just since you and I have known each other.
Yeah.
Especially that the women are taking in this thing now.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And what a role model, yeah. other than the Vice President of the United States.
Right.
And for goodness sakes, the mm-hmm. support she had. How many presidents are campaigning for? President Clinton, President Obama,
right.
Bush,
President President Biden is even appearing, yeah. our sitting president now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, here's the thing about President Biden, he's still working.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
And now he's right. getting more done now than he would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. these world leaders are still facing him because, you know, foreign policy has always been mm-hmm. President right. Biden's strong point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we're not here to talk about President Biden, but it's a fact.
Yeah. He's, done, mean, a good job. Around,
he's give, done a good he job. He gave America his all.
Yeah.
As he said it, in his
and,
speech.
And he did the honorable thing. He did the thing. He listened to
right.
us. That's one
yeah.
thing that you got to right. give yeah. the Democrats, like, a pat on the back for it. They listen.
Yeah.
Finally.
And it's yeah. huge. It's so huge.
And if Mrs. Ginsburg had done the same thing with President Obama, we mm-hmm. would not have this situation we
exactly.
have today.
Mm. Agreed.
And I love Ruth. Who did not love
I
Ruth
love
Bader
her.
Ginsburg?
Right.
But
right.
I wish she would have stepped down so that we could have.
I wish she had stepped
right.
I think that the Supreme Court, I think the House and the Senate would probably have blocked any candidate that Obama put forward.
Yeah.
But I really do wish we would have had a shot at shoring up everything.
And you know, on this note, you know, we are lucky that there are politicians who are saying, you know, this is more important than my career, mm-hmm. you know, because it doesn't always work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Nobody's ever stood up right. and said that and said, you know, and I got to tell you, his speech, the president's speech that night moved me.
Yes, mm-hmm.
America,
it was good.
I gave
Very
you
good.
My all.
He yeah. did.
He gave it everything for more than 50 years now.
Yeah.
And his wife and Jill, too.
Yeah.
You know, she's no slouch herself.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
And to turn
yeah.
this thing over.
Yeah.
To, you know, Vice President Harris, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And I know that her husband, Doug Emhoff.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Jimmy Kimmel and he posed the question to, and we're not here to talk about Ms. Harris. We're here to talk about y'all. But I thought it was very funny. He said, and Jimmy said, what was it like when you found out that your wife had turned black? you know, this is the things that this guy has done.
Mm-hmm.
45.
Right.
Folks, he just ain't got it.
Yeah. No.
Character okay. matters. We said this
yep.
the last time I was on your show.
Right.
Character
yes.
matters.
Right.
And it matters
right.
to me. And if it doesn't matter to you, like, that's a different conversation.
That's mm-hmm. a whole different conversation.
It is
yes,
a different
ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It is a, yeah. But, you know, we've run a really good race. I feel like
yeah.
we've moved the needle a
yes.
long way.
Right.
You
right.
know, as a, we've got a full federal candidates that are all women.
Yes.
And I'm one of the younger ones on the
I
federal
know,
side.
Right. I know that.
But,
right.
I mean, my opponent was going to run unopposed. That's
right.
unacceptable.
And
we
you
need,
said the first time I met you, you said, I don't think so.
I said mm-hmm. over my dead body.
Over my mm-hmm. dead body.
It's yeah. a great punchline. Because
yeah.
it's true. Like what else like do we need? We need people on the ballot. We need
yeah.
decent candidates on the ballot. We
right.
need people who are passionate.
We need people that will stand up and be counted.
Yeah. And we need people who are working class citizens, who are
right.
working. I'm a mother. I have two children at home who are doing bedtime with Dada right now.
Uh-huh,
he's hopefully
right.
already gotten them to bed, and my four-year-old's not
and
yelling
to know
at him.
That the spouses are an important part of this in your case,
yes. yeah.
you
Absolutely.
Know, the husbands and wives, they must be so supportive to do
yeah.
this. because it takes a great deal of energy. Yeah.
It's a great deal of energy. It's a lot of, like, I mean, my family, my brother's here tonight. He's not on.
John is here.
John's doing a great job.
Yeah, my brother's here tonight. He's hanging out. He's my campaign dude. He, like, comes out and does all the things with me. But he also, this morning, he helped out. He
He's been knocking on doors.
He helped out and went and knocked on doors. But before that, he did my dishes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
he knows I'm tired. And I said it, like, oh, my dad's the same way, you know. And I'm just so grateful that I have this support and I have friends and family that are willing to step up to the plate and just help me out during
this
time.
There are a lot of people that don't have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's campaigning is, it's huge. It's huge for families. It's a huge undertaking. It's huge for the children and the families. So, like, I just give everyone, I give everyone a little bit of grace, a little grace and space, because we're in a rough area of time.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you. And rough times. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about a federal race. These races, your office has implications that go with it. Mm-hmm. Matt, yours does too.
Yeah.
Because in so many ways, what's happening right here in Rutherford County, you guys down at State House can make a difference.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, because we had, we took two county commission seats last time with two of our candidates, Hope Oliver and Rommel McMurray. You know, I said, I'll take them.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
I'm taking everything I can get. I'll take, I'll take, you know, the street sweeper job, whatever we get, put a Democrat in it. Yeah. I'm tired of this mess, you know.
Yes.
And
the work doesn't stop on November 6th.
Right.
Like, we're just getting rolling. We're getting rolling. We're doing, we're making moves.
Right.
We're, you know, we're working towards helping rural candidates get into office, because rural people need, like, need representation.
Well, we were in Pulaski yesterday, actually.
Yeah, we were. We were in Pulaski with Justin Jones.
It's a bigger place than I thought. I've never been there before. Justin
Pulaski
Jones was there.
Pulaski is something else.
It's something else. Yeah. We were, they marched, and I got to meet Justin Jones for the first time. I've met Gloria multiple times. And it was just, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't, it was a great event. It was well turned out. And it was just, people need to know that Democrats exist. This is not a red state.
Right.
We're not a red state.
And you know.
No, we're not.
Yep. Phil Bredesen, last time he ran for governor, he won all 95 counties in 2006.
I know.
And you know, after that, you know, I remember after the 2014 election, Governor Haslam won in 2014, and Jeff Yarborough on Twitter, State Senator Jeff Yarborough from Nashville, he made a really good point. He said, more people voted for Barack Obama in 2012 than voted for Bill Haslam in 2014. Therefore, we can have a Democratic governor again. We can do this.
I don't know where these people go. I don't know where they go off your elections.
Well, you know, I think a lot of them, you know, if they work with MAGA, if their families with MAGA, their neighbors are MAGA, they think everybody's MAGA.
There's
but
different
not
types
everybody
of
is like that.
No, I'm not.
I always say there's about four different types of voters. There's there's the general election voter that only votes every 4 years. Then there's the primary and general election voter. Mm-hmm. They might come out every 4 years. They might actually show up in an off-season election.
Right.
Then you have the people who show up in the off-season elections and then, you know, primaries and general election. And then you have people like me who I'm already gearing up a year out and I'm voting in the off-season elections as well. Doing the thing.
Yeah.
You know, showing up for the runoff election, showing up for the local elections because I know how important it is. So, like, I think we're seeing a shift in voter turnout and voter engagement.
Wife and I were talking about it the other day. I think we have voted in every election we could since we were 18.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got to understand, when I started voting, you know, that was during the Carter administration.
Mm-hmm.
So, if y'all probably don't know who he is.
The first. I know
anyway,
Carter is. I like history.
We're going to our last series of breaks. Connor, take us to it, please. Victoria Broderick's here. Matt Ferry's here. John's here to support us. My name's Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with us. Back right after this. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it. They can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. All right, we are back. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Thank our sponsors. We appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. And, folks, this is your last chance to put it out there. Matt, I'm going to let you go first. Victoria, okay. You're going to where are you going to be? How do people get a hold of you? What's going on? Well, because I think you're more – really – you're running, but it seems like you're more impressed, more wrapped up in Victoria's campaign because you're managing it,
well,
too.
Yeah, I am her campaign manager, you know, and it's a big district, so it requires a lot of work. But, you know, I'm trying to give it the best shot that I can with sure. what I got. And, you know, I'm running, you know, because I feel like, you know, our representative is not doing the right thing.
Right.
He's not working for us. Especially when they vote for an extreme abortion bill that has no exceptions for incest or rape
Don't
or life of the mother.
Started, friend.
You know, of course, there's public education. They're trying to defund public education. We could have accepted expanding Medicaid years ago, and we didn't do that. And our rural hospitals have closed at a higher rate than any other state.
Topic since me and you have known each other.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean,
yeah, and you know, I've been here several times talking about the landfill. We had the largest municipal dump in the state, and it could be even larger if they get their way up there. So, you know, I could sit here all day and talk about the issues, but like, I'm so proud of Victoria. She is doing an incredible job. She is a great candidate for this, and she'll be even a great representative when she goes to DC. But we also want to give a quick shout out to the other state candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Mata, you know, in Smyrna
Laverne.
He's running neck and neck with Mike Sparks, and so we're excited about that. Jonathan Yancey, he is running a great rant. Really good guy.
Bess Smith was here last week.
Well,
she's
you know, you want to talk about some tough ladies who themselves out there. Beth Smith, Smith for Senate, Sherry Brown running for State House 37, and Amelia Pont, we saw her this afternoon, running for 34. I mean, really incredible solid ladies who, if elected, will put the work in,
yes,
who really do care.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that Victoria said to me early on, she said, you know, Matt, we need more mothers.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough mothers.
I had someone tell me that once. So, you know, if you want to get something done,
yeah,
give it to a mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Because moms, yeah, handle, they juggle a lot of different balls at one time.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Matt?
You know, you can find my website at mattferrytn48.com.
Right.
And you can find me on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram. I'm there. And, you know, come to Walnut House.
Yeah,
on election night.
Out,
you know,
folks,
come join us.
And please,
you know,
get out and go
it'll
vote.
It'll be a fun night. It'll be a fun night. And we're going to be celebrating lots of successes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, we are.
And please vote blue all the way up and down the ballot. You know, Democrats, you know, they're kind of disillusioned in Tennessee. They're not enthusiastic. Maybe we can get them. Maybe Kamala can help us get us there. But, you know, here's the second part of it. They got to vote blue down the ballot. Vote Kamala, Gloria, Victoria, and then Matt.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
And every Democrat on the ballot has been verified. Every single Democrat has been verified by the state party. I was part of verifying them as
Victoria,
a county chair.
Tell people they can get a hold of you. We've got a caller on the line.
Sweet. All right. So I'm Victoria Broderick. I'm running for Congress in Tennessee's District 4. You can find me on TikTok under Victoria for Congress. You can also find me at Victoria4Tennessee.org. You can, and the number 4 is for most of my social media hashtags. But if you Google my number, or you Google my name now, you will see me pop up on Ballotpedia, and it's very filled out. So if you're feeling froggy, go take a look.
And that is candidate Victoria Broderick, a.k.a. Tap Mom. We have a phone. Caller, you're on the line. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Ed. This is Terry over in East Tennessee. I'm so
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Great. I'm here just looking at these fine candidates, young, zestful, full of vigor, and Democrats. I'll tell you what, I'm so enthusiastic about what's going to happen.
Well, now, Terry, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Terry, I'm not a candidate, so I'm not. I'm
not
but
yet.
You're pretty, Ed. Don't talk yourself down.
I thought since you were on the left side of the screen, I thought you were the candidate.
Never mind. Go ahead, Terry. He's always, there's people from East Tennessee, you know.
Is if we could get all of the candidates that are running and broadcast it on statewide,
mm-hmm,
and show the people of Tennessee that we have wonderful candidates throughout the state and a lot of us, and put us all in one screenshot or all over TV, I think that would be something that would really blow people's minds.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree 100%. Yes.
I'll be live on election night at one point. I've promised to go live and hop up on my friend Matt, who called in at the beginning of this because he just likes to give me a little bit of...
Terry, how is Gloria doing over there?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to her?
Gloria is gaining steam.
Mm-hmm.
She's
got them scared.
More commercials now on TV than I've seen. And I'd like to see many more commercials. I tell you, all of us candidates need to get the word out. We're not a red state.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, we're not.
We're voter-suppressed state.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are. It's like, you know, they really push voter suppression in Tennessee. That's why we have the number one in voter integrity, because they make sure that no one can vote.
Right. And they make it harder for felons who have gotten their rights restored.
Unacceptable.
They've made it harder for their voting rights to be restored. They've had to jump through a lot of hoops.
And they try to make it harder for women.
That. Yeah.
With the SAVE
Terry,
Act.
Yeah. I want to thank you for your support of this broadcast. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Oh, thank you, guys. You're doing a great job, and wish you the best of luck on the elections.
Thank you
so much.
I'll be talking to you later, Terry.
We hope you're doing okay in East Tennessee.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Terry Livingston, a friend of mine over in East Tennessee, and a big supporter of this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of so many people that do it, and thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go next? What's your next function?
I've got another radio interview tomorrow, and then I get a bit of a break, but I will be working. So to be honest, guys,
right,
I work full time.
Yeah.
And I've got two tiny humans. I've got four fur babies. I don't have any foster kittens right now to try and adopt out. Matt's happy about that, because I was adding it to my speech at one point. Then I get a little bit of a break, and then we're going to stack some more things in. But we're in Ray County next week.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to try and see stuff in Meigs.
Dayton? Mm-hmm. That's where the Scopes Monkey Trial happened.
I've never been there, but as the old movie Hillsboro, I've been to Heavenly Hillsboro, which is right down the road from.
Mm-hmm.
I had to serve some papers down there, and I worked a case down there once because I'm a private investigator, and I saw the sign Hillsboro, Heavenly Hillsboro, so I finally made it. But now that's not where they had the Scopes Monkey Trial. Was Dayton.
Dayton, and you know they got statues to the prosecutor and to the defense attorney. Apparently, years ago, a group said we have to have a statue to the prosecutor, and then years later they said, well, you got to have the defense attorney as well. But you know, I went down there a few years ago with a friend of mine. We went whitewater rafting, and we came back that way.
It's a great idea, Cowie.
We went to Cowie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's a suburb of Chattanooga. And we went to this place called Monkey Town. It was their brewery, and they had this big old mural that said Monkey Town on it. And they've really kind of embraced the history, I think, in a better way than.
Right, because the movie Inherit the Wind, the original, with Frederick March and Spencer Tracy.
Yes, great movie.
Brings home a very, very valid point, you know.
Yeah, you don't want your preacher being your governor.
No, I don't think so. My father was a preacher, and he'd be the first to tell you, I don't mix my apples and oranges.
Right.
And he never did mix politics into it.
Right. Well, I should say, I've been to a lot of churches in my life, and I've seen what good churches can do, and I've seen what bad churches can do.
Oh, yeah.
And my preacher who cared a lot about the homeless, I guess I'll take him as my governor, but my preacher who didn't care about anything besides growing his church and lining his own pockets, I'd rather that guy not be in politics. But the fusion of this and the white Christian nationalism movement that is happening in this country is dangerous, and it's hurtful.
Haven't watched Bad Faith, you should, because it really does explain it. I mean, we've been in two churches for forums at this point, so it is possible to do those things.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But it's also, you've got to be, there is a separation, because freedom of religion also means freedom from religion.
Right, correct.
That's the important part of that.
Correct, and you know, Love Your Neighbor was right out here, and there's a big international community here in Rutherford County, and they are Muslims, and they are all kinds of different religions, and that's okay.
Some of the finest people you'll ever meet.
Right.
Victoria Broderick.
Thank you, guys.
Matt Ferry. Victoria Broderick, a.k.a. Tap Mommy.
I'm never going to live that down.
John, thank you for being here, Victoria's brother.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you
Connor,
so much.
Thank you for working the board.
So,
appreciate
thank you,
it.
Connor.
We're going to get out here and make room for our next guest and her show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, till then, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
All right, bye, guys.
Thank you.